Pronouns in the workplace. Do you know what your coworker prefers? Well, joining me today is Heather Talamante, founder of Tell Us About Yourself, Inc. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Of course.
Good to have you back. So first off, let's talk about DEI in the workplace, and that's better known as diversity, equity, and inclusion. How do we go about the discussion of pronouns?
So essentially, the employee will reach out and say, hey, this is my preferred pronoun. This is how I would like to be addressed. In the workplace, how we go about it is by respecting their request, right? So you want to make sure when they say, this is what I would like to be referred to, we address it and we honor that, and we, moving forward, use that term, whether it's he, she, they, them, their, whatever they would like to use. We want to make sure we honor that request and make them feel comfortable in the workplace.
Is it appropriate for someone to ask what someone's preferred pronoun usages are?
You probably wouldn't want to ask. That person would ask you.
Okay.
So, you know, if you if they haven't fully made the decision on what pronoun they would like to use, let them come around to that decision and then ask. If they haven't asked yet, it's not safe to assume. We don't want to make any assumptions.
Right. Yeah. So this is going to make people be more patient, or have to be patient.
You do. You have to be patient. If you are the employee that is asking for a new preferred pronoun or pronoun that's not necessarily natural for individuals yet, just be patient as they learned to use the new pronoun or to address you by that pronoun. Also, if as you're learning to address an individual by a pronoun, you can always just use their first name. Mm-hmm. Can't go wrong with their first name, right? So Colton is over there.
Right.
Colton will be here soon. So you don't have to use a pronoun at all if you're not, you know, familiar with it, if it feels unnatural.
What if someone is refusing to use someone's preferred pronouns?
And this will happen. I will be very honest. In the workplace, this will happen. We have feelings about the pronoun. We don't agree with it, so we don't know why we have to use it. So it's important, if you don't agree, to still just use their first name. This isn't something that would rise to the occasion of getting written up if you refuse to use it, but this could rise to the occasion of bullying. That person may be repeatedly asking you, this is how I would like to be referred. Please stop, you know, calling me he when I would like to be called she. And this person just refuses to do it and kind of has that like tone about it. So just manage it as you can. As the employee, if somebody's refusing, just reach out to your manager or HR and we'll kind of come in and help mediate the conversation and make it more comfortable for you, but always speak up.
And how do you address a big group?
A big group, you know, a lot. I say, hey guys, is my terminology, and a lot of people do. So here's some suggestions. We can say, hey everyone or everybody, hey friends, hey y'all, or all y'all, if it's a big, large group, right? Hey folks. Mm. This tends to be gender neutral and addresses the group at large. And if you start practicing using these terminologies, it'll be more helpful, because there could be a group that you're unfamiliar with that has someone that goes by a pronoun that you're not aware of yet.